Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
You got a message from Shana, who has a medium-sized bitzer, which means a bits of this and a bits of that, I think. And, well, the dog's called Squeeze. And the problem is that Squeeze doesn't like Shana's mum so much. Is that the issue?
That is the issue. So apparently what happens is if mum comes over for a visit, Squeeze will stay well away from her. And if mum starts to push the point, then Squeeze will growl and continue to try and avoid her. Now, interestingly, Shana only found out about 2 weeks ago that her mum, while she was looking after the house while Shana was away on holidays, the dog, Squeeze, was crying at the back door, and mum picked up her slipper and threw it near Squeeze, and Squeeze obviously, since then, has taken exception to mum. So obviously this isn't going to be compatible long term. So we've got to do a bit of work with Squeeze. But first, one of the most important things is we often, when we hear a dog growl, we often correct the dog and say, oh, that's basically inappropriate. And so what the dog learns is, this is my first level of escalation, but I'm not allowed to growl. So they'll automatically go to their second level of escalation. So in some ways, we don't want to lose that growl, because that growl tells us he's not happy. He's got an emotional thing about this now. And at least we know where he's sitting emotionality-wise. Now, what we can do is we can get mum to come over and maybe do some feeding with the dog, get rid of the slippers, don't have the slippers anywhere around, so there's no association at all with the slippers. And also we might get mum to come with us on a walk and start doing some fun stuff where we can reintroduce and repair that relationship. It will repair, but we also have to have a chat to mum about how doing those kinds of things isn't really appropriate. And it's the classic example. A lot of people, and, you know, as we were growing up, you know, it was the old farmer's thing, you know, you can give your dog a bit of a slap and it'll bring your dog right into line. But what science is telling us is that when you punish a dog physically, you may get the result you want in that moment, but it breaks down the trust the dog has for you, and the dog learns to fear you.
So it seems like dogs have very long memories.
They have very long memories. So that's what I would be doing with mum. I'd be doing lots of fun things, slowly, slowly, slowly building that trust back up until a place where the dog's willing to come to mum. And when the dog is, we're rewarding the dog for coming close and being a part of that.
And eventually, might you get the two of them just together by themselves with no one else around? So
yep,
it shows
exactly.
Definite trust.
Yep. Maybe we might do that on a walk where Squeeze is going to love to be out and hanging outside and doing fun stuff and sniffing the world. And then mum's learning to be with Squeeze in a different relationship. But this is something that has to take nice and slow, because unfortunately the incident has created an emotional thing.
But it can be repaired.
It definitely can be repaired.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
See you next week.